to call the City of Franklin's Common Council to order. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Mayor Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Navier.
Here.
Alderman Mayor.
Here.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Miller.
Here.
Alderman Schmidt.
Here.
Alderman Stratz.
Please
rise to
the
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, next item is citizens' comment period. Yes. We all know who you are, but could you please introduce yourself?
My name is Clark Wontok. I'm here representing the American Public Works Association, Wisconsin Section Chapter, and just like to start out by saying Honorable Mayor, Honorable Council members, city staff members, as well as guests in the audience, thank you for the opportunity on behalf of the Wisconsin Section of APWA to present the Samuel A. Greeley Award for local service to York Franklin's Public Works Director, John Bennett. The Samuel Greeley Award gives formal recognition of honorary character to a person who has continuously served a local public agency and who has contributed to the advancement of public works as a member of APWA, ultimately improving the quality of life for those who live and work within that community. I'd like to share with you some facts that many of you may not know about your public works director. Mr. Bennett was born and raised in Iowa. He graduated from Iowa State University with a Bachelor of Science degree in civil engineering. Mr. Bennett found his way to Wisconsin, and he worked for the cities of Milwaukee and West Bend. It was in 1969, then Mayor Ted Fadrell offered Mr. Bennett the position of city engineer with the city of Franklin, and he has been here ever since. Mr. Bennett has worn many hats during his long tenure with Franklin, including those of public works director, manager of the water utility. He's also served more than 20 years as principal staff for planning and zoning matters. Mr. Bennett has a master's degree in engineering from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. As a licensed professional engineer, Mr. Bennett consistently shows concern for the best practices of municipal engineering, rules of law, and principles of fairness. Mr. Bennett has contributed substantial knowledge and practical know-how to provide service beyond the city limits upon numerous statewide and county-level boards and commissions. Mr. Bennett has actively served on the steering committee of the Milwaukee County's Automated Mapping and Land Information Board. He served on many key committees guiding planning conducted by the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission. He also served on the Technical Advisory Committee of the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewage District and as chairman of the engineering sector for the Wisconsin League of Municipalities. In addition to his professional accomplishments, Mr. Bennett actively served in the Boy Scouts, Franklin Troop, and the Rotary Club of Whitmer Park, where he served as club president 1993-94, as well as being cited as a Paul Harris Fellow. Please join me on behalf of the American Public Works Association in congratulating Mr. Bennett as the 2013 Samuel A. Greeley Award recipient and thanking him for his commitment to not only the public works field, but the city of Franklin.
Decades ago, and I really enjoy what I'm doing.
morning, come to work in the morning, come back to 8 o'clock home at night. If you hate a couple of meetings, that doesn't get it. But thank you very much. It has been a nice ride for me. I'm here in the city of Franklin. I really enjoy it. I worked with, you mentioned Ted Battle from the beginning, some wonderful mayors and aldermen. Rarely have I seen an alderman that hasn't been dedicated to their job. We have a fantastic staff in Franklin. I don't know if everybody realizes from fire, police, my right-hand people are totally working here with Mike Roberts, Ron Romeis. We just have our financial people, top city attorney, city clerk. I mean, we just have a fantastic organization here. And that's one reason I'm still working. Thank you again, and thanks, Mark, for coming.
Thank you, Mr. Wanick. It's always a pleasure to see you. I've been referring to him as the living legend for about as long as I've known him, and you once again have proved that to us. And you, too, Polish American of the Year. So that's deserving a round of applause as well.
Congratulations. Casper Green, 3519 West 1st Hill Avenue. It is said that if a man enjoys his job, he never works a day in his life. And that fits John. He never worked a day in his life.
Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Is there anyone else wishing to speak? Yes, ma'am. If you could please take the microphone. Please state your name and address for the record.
Good evening. My name is Laura Gramlin-Perez. I'm not a Franklin resident. I actually live in Wauwatosa. But I'm here to introduce myself because I'm a candidate for circuit court judge in Milwaukee County. It'll be a countywide race on the spring nonpartisan ballot in April of next year. So I'm getting going relatively early campaigning. I'm currently the presiding court commissioner in Milwaukee County. I supervise a group of commissioners who work in small claims court. Some of the criminal courts, we handle bail setting and preliminary hearings, and a number of the different courts out of the Children's Court Center in Wauwatosa. So I spend a good deal of time sitting on the bench making decisions, but I also am able to focus on projects, kind of thinking strategically about how the courts work, making sure the courts work as efficiently and as fairly as possible. Before I became a court commissioner 5 years ago, I was a shareholder at Reinhardt Berner Van Duren in downtown Milwaukee. So I have sort of a business litigation background in addition to my courts background. I did some general commercial litigation, some antitrust and securities work. And I think that breadth of experience, working on sort of bigger, higher level litigation, as well as working on a lot of the day-to-day issues that come through the courthouse every day, gives me a unique perspective on the courts and a unique ability to handle the work that the courts do. So again, hoping just to introduce myself. We'll be out campaigning for a while, so I hope to be around again and have a chance to get to know you in the future, and I hope that you'll keep an eye out for me.
Well, welcome to Franklin, and nice seeing you again.
Thank you very much, Mayor.
Okay, anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Is there anyone else wishing to speak? Not, we'll close the citizens' comment period and turn to the minutes. Regular meeting of June 18th, 2013. Any comments? Questions?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to public hearings. Public hearing regarding proposed ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan. Madam Clerk, do you have a notice? Or? Change the future land use map use designation for property located approximately 7120 to 7400 West Putes Road from residential multifamily to residential use.
Notice is hereby given that the Common Council of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Tuesday, July 9th, 2013 at 6:30 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council chambers at Franklin City Hall to hear public comment regarding the proposed ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change the future land use map use designation for property located at approximately 7120 to 7400 West Putes Road from residential multifamily use to residential use, Point Real Estate LLC applicant. Property which is the subject of this application bears tax key number 850-0004-000, consisting of approximately 9.504 total acres of vacant land. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of Wisconsin Statute Section 66.10014D. Public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. Proposed ordinance to amend City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan is available and open for inspection by the public in the office of the City Clerk at Franklin City Hall during normal business hours. It is also open and available and open for inspection by the public at Franklin Public Library during normal business hours. In addition, the draft ordinance is available for review at Franklin's website, franklinwi.gov. Any questions or comments about the proposed amendment to the Comprehensive Master Plan may be directed to Joel Deal, City of Franklin Planning Manager, dated this 30th day of May 2013.
All right, I'm going to open up for public hearing item D1. Are there any citizens wishing to speak during the public hearing regarding item D1? Are there any citizens or individuals wishing to speak regarding item D1 of the public hearing? Is there anyone wishing to speak regarding item D1 of the public hearing? Seeing none, I'm going to close the public hearing, and if there's no objection, I'd like to go down to item G2. It's an ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change future land use map designation for property located at approximately 7120 7400 West Pewds Road from residential multifamily use to residential use.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. And we turn to item 3, ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone a certain parcel of land from R8 Multifamily Residence District to R3 Suburban State Single Family Residence District. Is there a motion to approve?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. All right. Turn back. Thank you so much for your patience. And thank you for bringing a nice project to Franklin. Item E1, Boards Commission Appointments. I have before you item 1A, Michael Soto, for the Ford Franklin Economic Development Commission.
Motion to approve.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Mandry.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have the name of David Guzlecki. Who's lucky? Is there any questions?
Motion. Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Scrantz.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to item G, items 1 through D. Is there a request for any separate action?
So moved.
Motion to approve. It's been seconded. And for the discussion, seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to item 4, Pleasant View Victory Creek Trail Development Location Project. Mr. Beadle.
Good evening. Good evening. This item has been recommended for approval by the Plan Commission. Very brief background. Number of alternatives. An alternatives analysis is going to be required by the DNR for the wetland impacts for this trail. And so it's common practice then to, in addition to showing alternatives to DNR, recommending which alternative the project applicant wishes. So staff is encouraging the city to pick an alternative, and then we would for that recommended alternative route to the DNR with the alternatives analysis. The Plan Commission did recommend approval of this northern alternative, as noted in the Common Council action sheet, with caveat or the condition that it be further tweaked, as well as the other alternatives, to be as efficient a route as possible. So we're just forwarding the Plan Commission's recommendation for the northern alternative with certain tweaks.
Alder Wilhelms?
Well, if there's no objection, I just make a motion. I did have some comments about how to tweak this. I also wanted to note that this was before the Common Council previously, and the motion from the Common Council previously was to go with alternative one, so we're back to alternative one for full circle here. On the map, Mr. Deagle, the wetland, the two smaller ones on alternative one, you can avoid the second one by not heading north through the wetland and just pull the trail closer to the north-south waterway instead of putting it right there. We walked out there several times, and the DNR guy said put it here, and we probably might have moved on and made a pipe. So that would eliminate that wetland impact. Also, instead of the way that you have this line drawn, right about the area where the you see the woodland where it comes down on that back, maybe you don't have the one that 2 acre up here that comes down, and then the tree line here. If you make the split going straight north and then the split going this way, I think you're going to cut that half a lot shorter. And plus, it would be a lot more direct route going over to the park. So you will be putting in the three alternatives.
Correct. And then we'll have to field verify the location of the preferred alternative. Okay.
Were you going to make a motion on it?
Yes, I am. Let's see. The motion directs staff to inform the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources that alternative one is the city's preferred trail location, and direct staff to perform all necessary steps to construct the trail within or near the timeline of the grant application, including but not limited to field locate and engineer the actual trail, prepare and submit the DNR and Army Corps application and natural resource special exception, and prepare the bidding documents and move forward with the bridge upgrades.
Do you have a second?
I'll second it.
Alderman Schmidt?
Well, I'm leery by getting too bogged down with additional information, because as we did discuss with the Plan Commission, the DNR was looking for us to make a specific alternative that could be worked with after we approve it. So our goal here was strictly to approve one, and we chose trail one, and it can be tweaked after it's approved. So I just don't want to say it too long down before we even move forward to approving this.
Well, they have to do those in order to do the alternative analysis part of it. You have to do the field assessment and locate it and get the actual, because you won't know what your impacts are unless you do that. They can tweak the trail, that's not a problem. And the field analysis will help them tweak the trail. The other things are the DNR and Army Corps application, which is what they're doing the field data for, and the natural resource special exception, which needs to be prepared, just revised from the one that's in there, because we're doing a different alternative. And without that, they can't move forward with the trail. And, of course, the bidding documents, they can get started on them, so they're ready when they do get a final approval. The DNR is going to take 30 days minimum to review this from the time they put the application in. And all that time we'll be sitting there, and the bridge upgrades, Mr. Bennett has worked with quite well on some of those issues. So I think that's all within the time frame. This has been discussed. This has been going on since last April. We've had this before this council several times. It's been for the Plan Commission several times. It's been for the Environmental Commission. I don't know how many more pages we're going to write on this. It keeps continuing. I think staff will do a fine job pointing it out, what they believe, and let them know that the Plan Commission, the Council,
discussed alternative one is because of the wetland impact. There is no perfect location for this. But the problem that I'm concerned with is we're going to try to push an alternative that I understand staff prefers, but if it can't fit in with the NR 103 alternative analysis because the DNR says you have another alternative and you've shown it, then we're going to lose all that time and we'll break back to where we started from. So, they want to sit down with the DNR and discuss the options, but without having any engineering costs, what it's going to take to mitigate. The DNR hasn't yet passed that trail. General permit, they haven't passed that yet. Staff said they were waiting until June to pass it. Here we are going toward the end of July. That hasn't passed yet. I mean, we're just sitting here waiting for things that we covered when we wrote the grant application. We covered the possibility of putting in a bridge. We covered the possibility of different costs. So, we're sitting here kind of holding everything up for reasons unknown to us. So,
can I please read back?
Necessary steps to construct the trail within or near the timeline of the grant application, including but not limited to field, locate and engineer the actual trail, prepare and submit the DNR and Corps applications and natural resource special exception, prepare the bidding documents, and move forward with the bridge. Funding is there. The grant said we would be done by November on the project. So we have to make that done. If we don't get started, we'll never come close.
Okay. Just there was a heavy discussion at the Planning Commission, so it's anything but a slam dunk discussion. And I've got to say that Kevin Healy finally went out on the day that there was much discussion about alternative plan. Okay, a motion on the floor has been seconded. Everybody understand the motion? Okay. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
6 aye. 5 ayes, 1 no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Let's see. Where are we? Oh, standards, findings, decision on the City of Franklin Common Council upon the application of the City of Franklin. Special exception on certain natural resource provisions. City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. I think the Planning Commission recommended a denial because it's no longer pertinent because we already pulled out one of the, was it item three?
This would have been alternative three.
Alternative three. Alderman Wilhelm?
I think I covered that in my first motion, but I was going to revise this motion to deny the current natural resource special exception and have staff revise the NR natural resource special exception for submission to the Environmental Commission and Council.
For alternative one?
For alternative one.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries.
I do have one other concern.
Okay.
The Exhibit A that will be going in with the alternative analysis report, which is on page 55. I do have some questions about these categories and how this is written. It says a pro to alternative three is designed to accommodate emergency and snow plowing vehicles. I think that's the goal for all, so that would be a pro for all of them. Once as well, and there's a couple different things, and I guess rather than sit here and go with them, I would just like to work with staff when this goes in, so this is more fitting. So I'm going to make the motion to allow myself to work with staff for alternative A spreadsheet to be submitted to the Corps and DNR.
Second.
been moved and seconded. The city attorney is the subject matter. Are you okay? It's on the agenda.
First motion was part of the city process, and that the subject matter is the city Franklin Unified Development Ordinance, special exception.
All right, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 6, temporary street closure request in conjunction with July 27th, 2020. Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 7, request from the City of Franklin to further support the Milwaukee Gateway Aeropolis Corporation by making a $5,000 financial contribution.
So moved.
Second. Been moved and seconded. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Just for your information, Mr. Tom Ray was going to try and make it here, and he got called away. So he sent me his apologies for not being able to be here. Ordinance establishing Wisconsin Statute 66.0609 of the systems of approving claims for the City of Franklin. You might remember there were two motions made. One motion failed. Mayor broke the tie on that one. There was a second motion, and I believe it was to refer the matter to the city attorney for review. In your write-up, you'll see that city attorney has prepared a report upon the review. The director of administration on Friday, due to his prior vacation and holiday absence, advised and requested and asked that the Common Council allow more time for the Department of Administration to review until the next Common Council meeting. Mr. Liberta sent me an email saying that he's up at a conference and took two cars up, and he was hoping to be here tonight, but he can't. So I would entertain a motion to allow the Department of Administration more time to review the issue and report back at a later time.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion to table it for 30 days.
We just have a motion that's been made. It's been seconded.
Seconded. For just 2 weeks and the next council meeting? Is that, that's probably
I just had for a later time. But
we don't need to continue to delay. I mean, we're given 2 weeks. 2 weeks is good.
2 weeks? Okay. Yeah. All right, you're the maker of the motion and seconded. Okay, any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 9, authorization to proceed with obtaining bids for sanitary rehabilitation on failing sanitary sewer in South 35th Street.
To authorize staff to proceed with the following sanitary sewer maintenance projects: $42,500 for aligning the sanitary sewer on South 35th Street and South 36th Street between West Madison Boulevard and West Marquette and West Marquette Avenue between South 35th Street and South 36th Street and East South West Madison Boulevard between South 36th Street and South 37th Place. $21,000 for the lining of the walls and dungeons of 7 manholes in the general area of Home Depot, 6489 South 27th, and $13,000 to pressure grout 12 weeks in the main line joints, lateral connection and manholes at various locations throughout the city.
Well,
that's
quick.
You
read that for the
second.
So we're second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Nice.
What's that jacket?
It says new color.
Is that a hat? Is that a new hat of yours?
The lining.
What's it made out of? What's it made out of?
It's a word.
Felt.
That's the award.
But it's extremely felt and impregnated by resin, and then it's cured by steam.
Kept getting goosebumps.
Asbestos.
Makes it exciting.
Oh,
yeah.
He goes to Paris.
Bring in the samples.
Okay. those in favor, please signify by saying
aye. Aye.
Those opposed, I have motion carries. Item 10, change order number 4, contracts.
So moved.
Second. Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Alderman Wilhelm?
This is one of those things where you said you were going to come before they were done, and this one was done already, right?
This was a no requirement. This was, you can't have no chance on it. State by state.
Because one of the 2 days has been rain the last 6 months.
Yeah.
Well, this was actually a date entered November 11, and it was completed on May 13. So that was quite a while ago. Well, I just remember when I said I was going to vote for you, I said, if you don't bring in change orders after the fact, then here's another one.
Motion's on the floor.
Okay, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 11, authorization to advertise for bids for the installation of sanitary sewer and water main on South 76th Street between West Faith Drive and Putes Road.
Second.
Second.
For what?
And seconded?
To call for bid.
Two aldermen for the area. Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, I'm just wondering if we're advertising for bid before we even have the public. I mean, we're basically going out. You're going to have a public hearing. People are going to say, well, it's kind of too late. What's my input? Because you're already advertising
for
bid.
We've had a survey.
Yeah.
I know. You know,
and if you don't have a public hearing, you won't. If you don't bid, you won't know the price. So you have to, the only thing you can do is estimate.
Okay.
We found people like to know exactly what the price is going to cost.
All right. As long as we're not locked in, right?
You're not
locked in
until your work is.
Okay.
All those in favor, please signify by saying
aye. Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Miscellaneous licenses.
All right.
Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Your Honor. I have the restaurant license of Pantheon approved pending a critical control plan. Then we did get an update on some establishments in the city, and we will be addressing those in the next few weeks. And now we have operators.
Congratulations, Jeff.
Zinski approved the letter. Oster approved. Schneider, Olfer appearance. Fowler approved. Olinsky approved. Caleri approved. Cartwright approved. Corbello approved. Curtis approved. Valby approved. Flash approved. Fullington approved. Ricchetta approved. Hofstede approved. Metecki approved. Madeira approved. Poland approved. Pop approved. Powers approved. Sikowski approved. Or Saskowski approved. Saskowski approved. Sweezy approved. Tor not approved. Walvich approved. Woods approved. Zatcher approved. Zanicki approved.
Your second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now, on to the list of vouchers dated July 9th, 2013. Numbers 147664 through 147880 in the amount of $1,208,582.26. Sir.
I have a question.
Sir, is there a second?
Second.
Under discussion, Alderman.
As I was going through it, there was a retaining wall that was redone for $9,887. Was this a necessity, or what was happening, or was there a bid on this? Or I'd like to know about that.
You want that referred to staff
yes.
for an answer?
And then also on the public works.
Wait, just 1 second.
If you could give me a.
I'll give it to you afterwards. I got them marked. Or do you have to have them on the record?
Well, I think on the record would be good.
Okay.
Was I think you had explained to me that you had some difficulty getting a hold of staff, so that's why.
Okay.
Page
number
and check number.
Page 4.
Page a check number. We didn't even approve this. How can they be paid?
Check number is 4378.
Yeah. 708-803. And that's where we have a question of why are we approving something that's.
Okay.
I have the floor. The check number is 147803. Okay, the next item is in the Public Works Department, check number 147769. It just says repair equipment. Does it go to a specific piece of equipment, or where is it going?
Do you want this referred, all these referred back to
the yeah. And the other one here is the health department. Yeah, I hope this is in the budget. It's 147,757, clear channel, billboard, for $1,965. You know, I realize if that's for smoking, it's good that there's attention, but I hope we have the money in there for it. And I know the health department does a great job. I can see some of the other memberships and things of that nature. And I see that the library's got $18,000 that's paid out, but do we ever see whatever income comes in that offsets some of that stuff?
I think I explained that the library is a separate governmental agency, and that we approve the budget, send it to them, and how they expend the dollars is up to them. But I think this has always been furnished for informational purposes, just so the council knows.
Yeah, we
don't
have to review the
expenditures. Okay, just asking the questions. And I also looked at civic celebrations for some of the entertainment. I used to be pretty close to what entertainment costs, but I looked at a few of them, and maybe my fellow aldermen would want to look at a couple of them here. Beyond that point, yeah. Well,
that we approve it. They come to us with the budget.
Yeah.
We approve it, and then they have that budget to live with it in terms of the contract, the entertainment, or the whatever. And then they'll give us a report like they always do in a month or so, a month and a half, once everything triples, and then we have them.
So, okay, that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Madam Clerk, let's call the also.
If I could just have a clarification, you listed three checks by number.
Mm-hmm.
Are those you wanting to be held until 2 weeks? And civic celebrations you want referred to the department that reviews?
Well, no. I'm just saying I looked at those. I know the bids are out, or they apparently they got quotes on this. They paid the bill. The celebration's over. I just think it's something to look at.
We do. They come to us in earlier year. And they asked for a dollar amount to be authorized to go out. So I don't know what he's. I mean, I'm not quite sure. I'm not looking at that right now. But then they will. We do get a report. The committee does come here. The chair always said Bob Nacker. Now John Berner will come here. And he'll explain. You'll get a printout.
No, he just said it to us. We refer to staff for an answer. That's all. And
even the three that you referred to by now.
Yeah.
What Alderman Skronsky explained to me before the meeting is because of the 4th of July. Unavailability of getting parts and all that. That's why this is here.
And I got to say, the civic celebration does a great job.
Yeah.
It's just that there were a couple of things I wanted to discuss with the chairman that happened this year. But no, they do a good job.
Yeah.
I say, thank you.
I explained the civic celebration and all that as well. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have a motion on the floor. That's already passed. No, it didn't. No, we had discussion.
We haven't voted yet.
Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Beard.
Aye.
Alderman Beard.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. You have before you the payroll dated June 28, 2013, the amount of $336,121.44. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
To approve.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Aye.
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 Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. A motion adjourned.
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. We adjourn. Thank you for your patience and your good work.